Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. A birthday party was held on November 28 for three residences' birthdays. Deck 5, we went in the handy van to see the Christmas lights. Deck 16 at Princess Lodge from 1 to 3:30 there will be Faye's baking, Donna's jewelry and Claire's mitts for sale. Deck 6, Brandon Salutes are putting on a tea for Ethel's 100th birthday and on December 9th the family is having a tea for Ethel's birthday. Deck 7, the Verdon Junior High music class is coming to entertain us. On December 7th I will go to the Golder School concert to hear Zane sing. Residents with birthdays in December are Donna Cooling, Ethel Bowles, Charmaine Rainey, Noella LaChapelle. Ray Everett of Brandon visited his grandma Ethel Bowles on December 2nd. They went out for supper. Shirley Rudneski visited Ethel on Saturday, December 2nd in the afternoon. Get well wishes go to Nora Gerrand from the Princess Lodge residents. Miniota and Isabella by Linda Clark. 2023 marked 50 years for the Miniota Drop-In Center. Celebrations were held November 23, starting off the day with a floor shuffle tournament with six teams participating. A noon lunch was served with three playoff games following. Greg Cloak and Kay Leland had the top score. Second went to Glenn Still and Dorothy Gao, and third place to Pat Leland and Donna Gardham. At 3 p.m. anniversary cake and coffee were served to 24 people in attendance. The door prize of a birdseed wreath donated by Studio 83 was won by Dorothy Brown. A good time was had by all. A family supper was held on November 25 at the Miniota Motor Inn to honor Betty Ann Ellerington on the occasion of her 85th birthday. Home to help her celebrate were her children Karen and Murray Powell, Lavinia, Linda Ellerington, Shield Sask, Michael Ellerington, featuring St. John, B.C., and Sharon and Greg Hillis, Verdon. Also visiting were Betty Ann's granddaughter Shauna Adams, Rouleau Sask, grandson Jared Thompson, Regina and her niece Wendy, Baskier, and Jeff Ryder, Winnipeg. Extended family members attending were her siblings, Wayne and Dorothy Brown and family and Grant and Colleen Brown and family. Belated birthday greetings Betty Ann from all your Miniota friends. Pat Cole and Tricia Leland flew to White Rock, B.C. to attend the funeral of Curtis Cole, youngest son of Mervyn Cole. Our deepest sympathy to members of the Cole family. Delbert Cole, Trent Peel, Linda Clark and Darcy Oliver attended the Association of Manitoba Municipalities Convention at the Keystone Center in Brandon from November 28-30. Administration staff Tricia Gardham and Anna Oliver also each attended for one day of the convention. A grief workshop was held at the Miniota Community Hall on December 3. This event was sponsored by the Bertle and Hamiota Palliative Care Committees. Speakers Kathy Coulter, Verdon, Caitlin Ramsey, Hamiota, and Tanis Podobny, Oak Lake shared their grief journeys. As well Janelle Korishal, Beulah, presented sound therapy for the group. Conversation was shared over coffee and refreshments. The Arrow River community, on December 3, held their annual Christmas potluck supper and concert. Of course the evening wouldn't be complete without a visit from Santa to some 40 children who were in attendance for this special night. The hall was beautifully decorated for the evening. Murray Lockhart was MC for a concert of children's skits, adult skits, poems, a rhythm band and the nativity scene. Our Miniota community has some impressive Christmas light displays. Come for a drive and check out the Christmas spirit in Miniota. We are decorated and ready for Santa to arrive on Sunday, December 10 at 6 p.m. for the Christmas parade. From A Beautiful Christmas Carol. Christmas is a time for loving you my friend. Christmas is a time for giving, to you my friend, to you. May we all spread some Christmas kindness. Isabella. The annual Isabella Community Christmas Potluck Supper and Evening was held on Saturday, December 2. Hazel Wall asked the blessing. What a bounteous supper with everything one could only imagine. Following supper, crafts under the direction of Lisa Raven were enjoyed while the adults played games and visited. Young and old gathered at the front of the hall for the singing of carols in anticipation that Santa would visit. Santa did not disappoint and he was able to enjoy a visit with each child as he handed out their gifts. The Christmas card exchange concluded the evening. It was wonderful to have Martin and Marlene Heisey of Brandon attend our Christmas supper to enjoy their granddaughters Sloane and Mila and their parents, Regan and Mark Samard, and have a visit with old neighbors. Our community will gather for our final Christmas event at our community church on Christmas Eve for worship.